Wednesday, September 19th, Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast will be live on stage at Sony Hall with special guest Beanie Siegel. You don't want to miss this one. Get your tickets now. The link is in the description box to purchase your tickets. What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. So I always have to wait for the notification from YouTube to let me know that we're definitely live. So according to the YouTube notification, we are definitely live. So what's up, everybody out there? You know who I am. You know what channel you're on. You know who you're listening to. But if you don't know, and you don't know the channel, and you don't know who you're listening to, you're on Doggy Diamonds TV, YouTube. If you're listening on a playback, you might be on Spotify. You might be on iTunes. You might be on Google Play. You might be on Stitcher. You might be on CastBox. You might be on Audio Boom. And I am Doggy Diamonds. So, if you follow me and you've been listening to my podcast for the past year and a half that I've been doing it, and even before I was doing the podcast, you would see that I've always been talking about depression, drugs, and and it's not something that I'm talking about today because of what happened. I guess I'm talking about it today because of what happened, but I've been talking about it. I guess I said that wrong, but that's really what I meant to say. This is something that I've been talking about. I've been covering this. If you go back into my archives, you know, a lot of people don't know how long I've been doing this. I'm tired of saying it, you know, but if you know me and you've been a follower, then you know this is something that I've been doing a while as far as, you know, just talking to the public and on my YouTube and just in general on Twitter, Facebook, and anywhere I can run my big mouth. And I've always talked about, you know, depression and some of the things that plague us as a community, as a people on the whole. Now, the thing that's funny about it, you know, when you look at these situations and somebody passes away from a drug overdose, this is not something that's new. Many people have died from drug overdoses. Allegedly Jimi Hendrix, Marilyn Monroe, so many people have died from drug overdose. Allegedly Michael Jackson, Prince. So this is not new. This is not, you know, so we're not going to act like this is some new thing that's going on. And, you know, this is crazy. You know, this doesn't happen. No, this happens all the time. But I don't think it's been a time where I've seen drugs marketed to people the way they are now. Even if you're sitting down in the daytime and you're watching television, whether you're watching a game show or you're watching a court show or you're watching the damn news, whatever you're watching on TV, a drug commercial comes up all day, every day. And it's like, when you look at the side effects of the drug, when they tell you what the side effects, you'd be like, damn, I think I'd rather have the shit that I was dealing with. You know, so at the end of it all, it's always like, you know, this shit is being marketed to us, drugs, and then it's like, as if you have severe or moderate depression, then this drug is for you. It's like, what the hell is severe or moderate depression? How could your depression be moderate? Either you're depressed or you're not. So it's like severe or moderate depression. What is moderate depression? I'm baffled. Moderate depression? Does that even make sense? But anyway, shout out to everybody in the chat room. I see you. I'm just here trying to get my points off. Sometimes I get mixed up in the chat room and I forget to say what I need to say. So I just really wanted to stay on course. But I see everybody in the chat room. You can see yourself on the screen chatting also. And that's it. So what I wanted to talk about, it's not really drugs that's the problem, I believe. I believe it's depression. I think people are trying to find ways to cope with being depressed. And they're self-medicating with drugs. Now, we in a situation where you have songs that start saying Percocet, Molly Percocet. And that's being marketed to people. You know, I even in my neighborhood, I don't like blowing nobody up or really just putting nobody on blast. But I've been in a situation where I was going around my neighborhood one day, just, you know, walking around. And I seen some of the youth in my neighborhood, like, you know, did you get that? Did you get that? And they were talking about perks and all that. And I was like, damn, when the fuck did little dudes start popping pills like that? Like, you know, they like to call, you know, I look at comments and they like to call us old. And they like to diss, you know, people that's in the 35 and older class. You know, we're old and we're this, we're that. But I don't remember growing up being a drug addict. I remember growing up and seeing dudes smoke weed, drink liquor, drink beer. And then if you did any hard stuff, you was considered to be like a fiend. You know, you had some people who was, you know, doing a coke every now and again, smoking coke and weed. You know, a lot of them were doing that. But then it was just like, yo, you a fiend. And you would get shamed and you would get shunned for being a fucking drug addict. Now, dudes are actually cool with being drug addicts and they're doing all types of drugs and having cocktails of drugs of alcohol, weed, lean, pills, cocaine. And it has nothing to do, I think, with a dependency on the drugs. I think it has to do with dudes being depressed. And I'm saying all this to say that when you look at this business and even the life in itself, I don't even want to talk about entertainment for a minute. I want to talk about life. You have people who always going to shun you, shit on you. Like if I had thin skin, I would have quit a long time ago. I would have quit a long time ago because people always tell me how I ain't shit. I don't even do nothing but just put out product. You know, you could look at some of the, you know, I try not to read comments. But sometimes I see the comments and I'm like, God damn, like, people just be mad as fuck at me because I'm putting out content, free content at that. It ain't even like you got to pay a subscription. You know, I see people pay that motherfucker $12 a month for fucking Netflix and be like, ain't shit to watch, but they still pay it. Here it is, somebody like myself and others put out free content and we get so much flack for putting out free content. So it's crazy how if I wasn't as strong as I am, I would have just quit a long time ago because every day somebody tell me, you ain't shit, quit, fuck you, take the shades off. Fuck your shades, fuck your hat. Fuck your snapback, fuck your shades, or you suck, you corny, you a bitch. And it's like, well, what the fuck did I do? Now, here it is. Now, let's not deal with me for a minute. Let's deal with artists. You have artists who everything in their life is public. And at the end of it all, you come in the game just wanting to make music and get compensated financially for the music that you make and your talent. Now, when you deal with somebody like Mac Miller, I've known Mac Miller for a while because I used to be on his website. On his website, it had a big message board called Rap Mullet. It was a big website called Rap Mullet, and it had a message board, which was a V-Bulletin style message board, you know, because I've been on the internet so long. Like, we went back, you know, you go back to message boards and AOL chat rooms and AIM and shit like that. And this is pre-MySpace, you know. So in this situation, he was in a group called The Ill Spoken. And that's when I got introduced to his music. He was in a group called The Ill Spoken. And they used to post on Rap Mullet, just like me. So we, you know, we kind of knew of each other. You know, a lot of people was doing music in the industry, and everybody used to post on Rap Mullet, which was a mixtape website. So, you know, he put out a few mixtapes. It was him and the artist by the name of BD. They used to post on Rap Mullet, right? So he went from that to, you know, doing a solo thing. So it was like, you know, we knew who, you know, Mac Miller was because he was in the group. And he ended up blowing up. And then he was doing production. He was doing different things, you know, and it was like, yo, oh shit, the kid is kind of talented. You know what I'm saying? I never took him, even though he was a Caucasian kid, I never took him for being a culture vulture. I always saw him as he stayed in his lane. He didn't jump outside of who he was. He stayed to his stuff. He stayed to like his lane. He did his type of music. So I never really looked at him like he was some type of somebody who was, you know, trying to be something that he wasn't. I never looked at him as somebody who was trying to, you know, take, besides his little thing with Lord Finesse, where he used Lord Finesse music. And, you know, that was a little thing. Of course, I'm going to be team Lord Finesse because that's a personal friend of mine and, you know, like a big brother to me. So, of course, in that instance, I was like, man, fuck him. I'm team Lord Finesse. But at the end of it all, you know, it still worked itself out. But when you look at how people are dying from drugs, and then you look now, right? It's like everybody, have you ever seen a time in your life, I don't know how old some of you are, but have you ever seen a time in your life or a time in the time that you've been living where everybody is doing drugs? It seemed like everybody is doing some type of drugs. Everybody. It's times when I'm walking down the street and I smell weed. And I'm in places where it might be hood, it might be ghetto. Then I'm in places where it ain't hood, it ain't ghetto. And people are just smoking weed. Or people are just doing pills. You go to parties, people passing around coke like that shit is a water bottle. So it's like, what the hell is going on? How is everybody hooked? Now, we all have our vices. You know, my vices is brownies and ice cream. Everybody knows that I like brownies and I like ice cream. Not weed brownies, regular brownies. I like ice cream. Some people might like Pepsi, whatever. We all have our thing that we do. Maybe that we might be hooked on. Maybe we might do it in excess that we need to chill on or whatever. We all have our thing, but to just have a substance abuse problem, it's a lot of people that have substance abuse problem. Then you have people who do smoke weed and think weed, you know, y'all done got on me before. Y'all done argue me down about weed. You know, it is what it is about weed. Some people feel like, you know, weed is cool and weed is this and weed that. But have you ever seen a point in time where all you see people do is smoke weed? They go live, they smoking weed. They will go live and sit there and light weed and sit there and talk to you while they smoking. What happened to what you do is what you do? How come what you do is public? How come what you do is for everybody to see? How come what you do is for everybody to see? And it just sends a message like everybody. And then it's like, it's more than weed. Do you know that? And it's funny that you say that in the chat room, LB_718. It's funny that you say that, because I walk down the street, and every time I walk down the street and I see somebody smoke a cigarette, I tell them to put the cigarette out. I ask them to put the cigarette out. But see, y'all saying weed is a plant, and y'all gonna keep arguing me, but the weed that you smoking now ain't planted anymore. It is GMO weed. It is not weed grown in somebody's backyard or in Jamaica anymore. This is weed that's strained and grown in laboratories. It's not the same shit. It's not the same shit. So stop saying that this weed that some of y'all are smoking is that same weed. It's not the same weed. There's no such thing as GMO weed. What does GMO mean? If somebody grew weed, and they grew it and they know the strain of it the same way that you know the strain in a type of corn or carrot or Watermelons with no... Some of y'all are stupid. I'm about to just block some of y'all because people just want to argue shit and they don't even know. But wait till I... Well, if you want to hear what I'm talking about and you want to hear this shit, weed has not been chemically altered. Okay. Okay, so you keep smoking that shit. Go listen to my interview with Dr. Wesley Muhammad, how we broke it up, how we broke it down. But anyway, I'm not going back and forth with you. You're taking me off point. Anyway. But he died from a drug overdose. But what I'm saying is that I don't think he died from a drug overdose more than he died from depression. That has nothing to do with drugs. It's the thing that triggers you to do the drugs. And it's the depression. A lot of people are walking around depressed. A lot of people are walking around stressed. Society. Somebody said it in the chat room, and apologize for not knowing your name. Post 9/11, it's just been a lot going on. You know, I mean, a lot of people are depressed, but just based off of what's going on. Just look at how fucking mean people are to each other. You know what I'm saying? People be mean to each other. Like I said, I put out content and motherfuckers be like, fuck you. And I'm like, what the fuck did I do? And again, if I wasn't as strong as I was, as I am, and I didn't have the mind that I have, I would have quit a long time ago, because all people try to do is deter you from being great and doing what you want to do. And I wasn't even going to give his so-called ex or whatever his woman is, the satisfaction to even put her in the mix, because he was more than just somebody's ex. You know what I'm saying? He was more than just somebody's ex. I know people was depressed before 9/11, but the point that I'm making is that it became commercial, because we all watched something horrific and tragic happened right before our eyes on that. You know, who the fuck thought you would watch planes crash into the building? I'm in New York. I may be like a few, you know, maybe like 20 minutes from 9/11, from ground zero. And the shit that I saw was like, holy, like, is this really happening? Like, it's almost, it was surreal. So some of the things that people are going through, yo, they getting high. They getting high because they scared. Everything you go outside puts fear in you. Don't eat this. You're going to die from this. Don't eat this. It's going to mess with your pressure. It's going to mess with your sugar. It's going to hurt your heart. Don't get on the train. Don't do this. Don't do you understand what I'm saying? Like, everything you do puts you in fear. So now you like, yo, man, I'm scared. When you scared, it leads to anxiety. It leads to depression. So you scared. Everything we do. As far as like, even with relationships, right? Your relationship is in jeopardy just based off of social media. You almost have to have a relationship that's not on social media because your shit is in jeopardy. You know what I'm saying? Your shit is in jeopardy. So it's like, when you dealing with certain shit, everybody don't deal with it the way you deal with it. So a lot of times, peace to everybody in the chat room, I see. So a lot of times, I don't knock people. I've had a drug-addicted parent. And sometimes I used to just say, yo, why he just don't stop getting high? Why you doing that? So unless you was in the shoes of somebody, you can't say what you would do or how somebody is weak because they're on drugs or they took drugs. You can't say that shit. You can't say that. You can't say somebody is weak because they are on drugs. Because you never know what people are going through. People going through real shit. Real shit. And how they self-medicate is on... It ain't for me to say that's not the right way or wrong way, because some people really, really struggling. And then the addiction copes with the depression. You know, so being even myself, right? Being semi in the spotlight, and I got so much going on that people don't know, and so much happening, you know, that you see, and happening behind the scenes that's to come. But it's so many forces trying to just stop you, like just telling you, fuck you, just quit. You ain't shit. You never gonna be shit. You never gonna amount to nothing. You old. And I'm like, damn, I get this shit every day. Every day I get that shit. Every day I get somebody telling me how I just ain't shit. They don't even know me. Never had a, don't even look at my videos. Don't know me as a man. Don't know me anything but people. So me, I can handle that shit. Everybody can't handle that. Everybody can't handle that shit. Everybody can't handle. Every woman can't handle going to work and men is harassing them on the train. Every dude can't handle getting on the train. And he's not no street dude. He's not no killer or no murderer. Everybody can't handle shit. So people are saying, yo, you know what? I don't know how to handle the shit. I'm going to get high. So it's going to mask the symptoms of depression. And then when you're not getting high off of drugs, then you have big pharma drugs to get you high. And then you become addicted to that. Then you're on perks. Then you're on some of the other drugs. Yeah, like Jules and Nicole said, withdrawal. Then you have people who die from withdrawal. So it's so many things that you deal with in society. And when people pass away for drug overdoses, I'd be like, damn. Look at DMX. People sat there and watched DMX self-destruct, and all they worry about is whether he's going to rap again. Or is he going to get back to his old rapping self? And the biggest thing you need to worry about is for him to be clean and sober and not depressed. Fuck music. Music comes secondary to life. You know what I'm saying? Music comes secondary. Your career comes secondary to real life. But people don't even care about you as the person anymore. They just care about you as the artist. And when you can't perform under that artist shit that they like, fuck you. They be like, yo, and I'm saying this, you know, knock on wood, I don't want this to ever happen, but, you know, if DMX ever passed away from drug addiction at that time, people would have been like, yo, he was nice. It's like, yo, that's all people care about is whether your performance, they don't even care about you as a person no more. So that shit is, yo, this shit is, could be very, very, this shit could be lonely. I see y'all in the chat room too. I'm just trying to stay on course. I'm going to definitely holler at y'all. And I don't even want to, you know, even if we're going to deal with some conspiracy to shit, it's too soon. It's too soon to talk about conspiracies and shit because we don't have all the facts and everybody is not always, you know, everybody is not always in some conspiracy shit. Everybody's not into, you know, some shit. Not everybody is a part of that. Some people just have issues, problems, and they cope with them the wrong way. And people don't really, really care, honestly. People don't care. People don't give a fuck. It's just like, yo, when we gonna deal with the human and stop dealing with the artist? You know what I'm saying? You look at, what's the dude name? B.O.B., right? I always say, once you see certain shit, you can't unsee it. We don't know what killed him. So now we at a point where we're telling people in society, yo, stop doing drugs, stop using drugs. And they laughing. You know what I'm saying? They're laughing. They're just like, yo, fuck that. Pull up. Fuck that. Burn that. Fuck that. Light that. Yo, fuck that. Give me these pills. And it's like, yo, what's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with you? And then people just don't care. They just feel like, yo, fuck it. I just got to get high. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to blame anybody, but the point that I'm making is that it's the pressures of life. It's the music industry. It's fucking society. It's so many things. And then we look at this shit like Nisha Nonstar said, drugs are being celebrated. Like, that shit is cool, but nobody really wants to deal with the real problem that's making the drug use be so prevalent the way it is now. And it really just has to do with people just straight up and down being depressed. We don't know what, I don't know whether, you know, drugs, my homeboy, ASAP Yams, knew him for a while. I was on another message board with ASAP Yams, didn't even know it was him. The one day I seen him, he like, yo, what's good? It's Steve Arelli. I'm like, oh shit. I know you from a message board. Then out of nowhere, he, you know, allegedly overdosed from lean. And it's like, damn, like, I didn't even know the homie did shit like that. But then, you know, he's gone. He's gone. And then, you know, a lot of times when people pass away, a lot of people pass away with them because think about your loved ones. You know what I'm saying? And then you look at these celebrities that just straight up getting high and you don't know it. Doing hard drugs, doing pills. You know what I mean? That's just doing hard drugs and you just don't know it. He talked about his depression though. He talked about having problems. But we still be, you know, on some fucking, yo, when you gonna make another album? We don't be like, yo, get clean, get better, or no shit like that. We just be like, yo, when you gonna make another album? Fuck that. And that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. Drugs is not the answer. Suicide is not the answer. Murder is not the answer. Being overly sexually active is not the answer. None of those things are the answer for what you're dealing with. Hold on, I got to get somebody out the chat room because they trying to troll, but motherfuckers be so corny. Like, I don't get people. Yeah, peace. You know what I'm saying? Shit is not the answer. You dealing with shit? You dealing with stuff, man? Get help. Talk, get help. You know what I'm saying? Get help. Nobody should be passing away at 20, 25, not even if you're 45, even if you're, 75, nobody, you know, shit. Robin Williams committed suicide. The cook, what's his name? Anthony, I always mess his last name up. Committed suicide. People, you know what I'm saying? People are depressed. People are committing suicide. And it's a disease. Drugs is the disease. It's a mental illness. Anthony Burdain, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a disease. And all I'm saying to the youth is that if y'all watching people die, what make you think it's not going to happen to you? Like, you're not exempt from it. You don't have a special drug that's not going to kill you. Nobody is exempt. That has no color. You know, that has no color. It has no creed. It has no sexuality. It has no age limit. It has none of that. You know what I'm saying? That shit can happen to anybody at any time. So that's why I see people saying stupid shit like, yo, fuck that white boy. Listen, miss me with that. Because it don't matter what he was. He was somebody. What? So what about Whitney Houston? What about Bobby Christina? Wasn't they black? You know what I'm saying? Wasn't they black? So if somebody said, fuck Whitney Houston, we going to have a fit. But it wasn't the fact that she was a drug addict. It's the fact that people are depressed and they're self-medicating with drugs. And when we see people with drug addiction, we need to go past the drugs and talk to them of why they on the drugs, why they using the drugs. Everybody got a crackhead uncle, aunt, cousin. But did you ever see like the drug abusers were so young though? Like I never seen like 16-year-old, 17-year-old like crackheads, like dudes smoking crack. Like, yo, how old are you? Like you really, these people really walking around like zombies. Like, yo, you really on drugs? And then when you speak to them and you get down to why and when they started using drugs, is always some type of traumatic experience that have them using drugs. And we quick to call somebody a crackhead, but this shit it's a disease. It's a disease. People need help. And clowning them and putting pressure on them and all that shit, that's not gonna do it. Yeah, K2 in Brooklyn, it was mad people doing fucking K2 in Brooklyn. I know somebody who smoked K2 in jail and died in jail. He done survived federal prison, all types of shit, went to jail and died from smoking K2 and did bids in the feds and smoked K2 and died. So all I'm saying to y'all out there is that if you going through something, find somebody to talk to. Find a power circle that you could start one. Start one with people with like minds. Start people with, you know, shit that might be going through what you're going through. Seek help. You had motherfuckers smoking flocka that thought they was like eating people faces and shit like that. Crystal meth, all these drugs, but look at how this shit is being marketed to the youth. So people are dying younger and younger. Like, you know, 26? Yeah, bath salts. That's what it is. DRSMO. Yep. Bath salts. But what do you... See, my thing is, what are you running from that you smoking crazy shit? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck are you running from? What's going on? And that's when you get into that, Then you start dealing with why. You know what I'm saying? Why? So now you in a situation where a lot of people are gonna be like, yo, rest in peace, Mac Miller. That shit is fucked up. Yo, that shit. But they gonna get high later. And some people gonna do the same drugs that he might have been doing that killed him, and they gonna be doing that shit. Like, it ain't going to be them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't going to be them. Like, that shit is just... It's just crazy to me. Like, you know, 26? You know what I'm saying? Look at Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown, his shit tragic. How you lose your ex-wife and your daughter to drugs. You know what I'm saying? Drugs. Yeah, Chris Brown is another one. Like, when you look at Chris Brown, you'd be like, yo, that's not the same kid who came into the industry. Yeah, he became a man. He's a man, but something ain't right. Something is not right. And we just quick to just throw motherfuckers away. And then when they die, we want to say how great they are and how great they was. You know, they was great. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't really here to beat y'all in the head. I just came really just say, you know, rest in peace to Mac Miller. Rest in peace to anybody who passed away from, you know, an overdose on drugs. And, you know, let's really start, you know, dealing with the problems, you know, that's you know, driving people to do drugs like that. Because see, me, I could have a headache and don't even want to fucking talk. And I don't even want to take a ibuprofen or a Tylenol or something like that. So imagine people just getting up every day, taking 8-9 pills in a day and washing it down with liquor and sniffing cocaine and smoking weed. That shit is deep. Like, that shit crazy. They got like a cocktail of drugs. Because it's like, it's not like a person is getting up, taking 2 pills, they feel good. No, they taking all types of shit. All day, every day. And your heart can't take it. Your lungs can't take it. You know, your body can't take it. A lot of these dudes are frail, small as hell. And they're in poor health as it is. Because they don't eat correctly. You know, you go to the hospital and you in pain. They're going to give you some pills that one of them, you're going to be knocked out. You ever took Benadryl before? You ever fucking Benadryl? And I ain't endorsing it. I'm not saying take it. I'm not saying fuck with it. But I've taken Benadryl before. And I was like, hold up. I feel very weird. And that shit completely knocked me the fuck out. Fucking Benadryl. Knocked me out. So when we dealing with these youth, when we dealing with the youth rather, and we dealing with these young guys out here, I believe that people need to stop thinking that shit is cute. Stop celebrating it. Stop condoning drug use, and then we calling them junkies and all that shit. And they're being, listen, they're being rewarded for being, they're being rewarded for being like little crackheads and pushing that shit on other young dudes, if you really think about it. They getting money for being little drug addicts. And then they're making the youth that's in their age group want to be like that. Because look at it like this, right? And I'm going to close on this note. If this issue, right? If this issue is not an issue because this kid has $23 million or he sold X amount of records and he's a drug addict, the other kid gonna be like, well, it must not be a bad thing to be a drug addict if I'm gonna get all this money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna get all this money, I'm gonna get all this fame, I'm gonna get all this stature. How bad could it be? I'll do a little drugs too. Shit. Y'all ever seen that video where French Montana was like, where's the Illuminati? Where do I sign up? That shit is real. You know what I'm saying? So now you in a situation where they're giving these kids riches. They're giving these kids riches to promote drug use to other children. And that's what they're doing. The kid name is what? Little Zan. What is Little Zan short for? You know what I'm saying? Little Zan, because it went from ecstasy to what's this shit? MD, they say is a pure Molly, like it's a pure, because what's the difference between ecstasy and Molly? I really don't know. I think ecstasy is so-called like a man-made, and then whatchamacallit, Molly is so-called, I don't know the fucking MDMA, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But people are just doing this shit like it's regular. And then now people, you know, I mean, I'm gonna tell y'all something. Let me keep it real with y'all. Everything is not some conspiracy shit. Especially when we don't know all the facts. How could somebody die today and we say, yo, he was sacrificed? That shit, that's not how that goes. That's not how that goes. If it's people going to be sacrificed, I doubt it wasn't going to be like, let's sacrifice fucking Mac Miller. You know what I'm saying? People just die because of the shit that they dealing with. That's what I'm trying to tell you, because people are in the hood dying too. They ain't sacrificed by nobody. They're not fucking not somebody's sacrifice. Shit just be happening. It has nothing to do with the music industry or entertainment or anything. It's just people are dealing with depression. You know what I'm saying? People are dealing with real shit is happening in people's life, whether you are a millionaire or you a dollarnaire or you fucking dead broke. Real shit happens to people. So it don't matter whether a person is rich or famous or whatever. You know what I'm saying? People are just dealing with shit. And people die. You know what I'm saying? So everything that happened, because y'all fell in love with certain shit that they don't know, that y'all don't really know anything about. So, you know, you go off for like little rumors and gossip. Now, I did tell y'all about the shit, the rituals and shit. Me and Ali Vegas did speak on that shit. But everything ain't that. Because some people just ain't down with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Some people ain't down with that shit. But you see, the sacrifice is not some spooky shit. The sacrifice is making some shit that's abnormal normal. That's the sacrifice. That's what I was saying, how they are weaponizing drugs and music on the youth to make them do crazy shit and not, you know, care about life. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all gonna believe what y'all want to believe anyway. Y'all gonna think what y'all want to think. It is what it is. At the end of it all, conspiracy, no conspiracy. Somebody passed away. They not coming back. And do we have any mercy for them? Like, do we care that they're gone, or do we care? Are we so engulfed in the conspiracy of why they could be dead? Like, we not thinking about their life. We like, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Fuck them. You was a sacrifice. Like, that's fucked up when you really think about that. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. When you really think about that, that's fucked up. Like, we don't really, really give our proper condolences. We trying to figure out how they died and who killed them and all that shit. Like, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? We have to start finding a way to have compassion for people and having empathy for people without always dealing with some, you know, some crazy shit. Like, I don't know what that man's life was like. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what was up with him. You know, I mean, at the end of it all, Reckless, the producer, said, what you said is real, though. We do have to start telling the truth. But in the end of it all, right, when you think about the truth, there is no money in the truth. There's only money in lies and deceit. There's only money in that. There is no money in the truth. And everybody does this shit for money, whether they say they do or they don't. There is no money in the truth. Nobody want to hear the truth. People want to deal with conspiracy, gossip, rumors. But when you give them the truth, they don't want to deal with the truth. You know, so it is what it is. So I'm about to drink this water, relax for a little bit. Don't forget, if y'all new here, September 19th, I will be at Sony Hall with Beanie Siegel. Matter of fact, I just let the commercial speak for me.
Wednesday, September 19th, Doggy Dog the podcast will be live on stage at Sony Hall with special guest Beanie Siegel. You don't want to miss this one. Get your tickets now. The link is in the description box to purchase your tickets.
So yeah, I spoke to Beanie today. Rather yesterday, this is going to be bigger than just a Q&A podcast. We're going to actually do some real different shit with this. So, come out. You know what I'm saying? Come out. September 19th, the link to purchase your ticket is in the description box. So, use that to purchase your ticket. And I'm going to talk to Beanie about, you know, drugs. We know he did drugs. He did pills. He did lean. He did all that. I want to talk to him about that, too, because we have to start being... These artists got to have to start being honest about what made them get into drugs and how they kicked. That's what I'm into. And I think that might be my quest. That's what I might do. Start talking to artists about, well, I ain't going to say nothing because, you know, when I put shit out there, people like to steal shit. So I'm not going to say nothing, but it is what it is. So September 19th, if you're in the New York City area, if you're not in the New York City area, if you're in the tri-state area, that's New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or even Philadelphia, or even Delaware, come up to New York City September 19th. Me and Beanie Siegel will be live at Sony Hall. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 8 p.m. It ends at 11 p.m. Tickets are $35, $40 on the walk-up, $55 for the VIP. The link to get your tickets is in the description box. It is not a ticket. I do not have tickets in hand. This is a Ticketmaster event. This is a Live Nation event. So please come out if you want to support me. And on that note, y'all have a good night. If you're going through something, if you're dealing with some shit that's fucking with you, if you're afflicted, talk it out. You know what I'm saying? Try not to turn to drugs. If you have turned to drugs, try to get help. You know what I'm saying? Try to get help. Because, you know, this shit is you're gonna die. You know, so on that, y'all have a good night. You know what I'm saying? I'm up out of here and shit. I got other things to do. Hope y'all enjoyed my put out a throwback Dave East freestyle that I had. It was on another channel, but I gotta bring a lot of shit over here to my channel, because a lot of people keep thinking, you know, I don't be having certain footage and shit. It's all spread out all over YouTube, but I'm bringing a lot of shit to my channel. But with that, anybody, if you on drugs, please get help. If you depressed, please get help. Suicide is not the answer. ODing is not the answer. Hurting somebody else is not the answer. Seek help. And they have hotlines. They have different things that you can use to get help, you know, and don't feel ashamed. Don't feel ashamed, because there's millions of people going through what you're going through. So don't feel ashamed. And you also see people passing away from some of the things that you're going through. So, you know, if you want to live what you should want to live, do what you got to do, you know, to get help. And it's people out there that could help you. So with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. Peace. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. This.